It is a privilege to speak with Alexander Philippe, the director of William Shatner. You can call me Bill. Alexander, thank you so much for the time to chat. I really do appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
This film is such a joy. I really was so compelled by it. And you know, it's very rare that a film with one person sitting in a chair can wax in so many directions and be so compelling. How did the film come to be?
The film is really the product of serendipity in a way, conversations with Legion M, which is a wonderful fan-owned company. Worked with them before on a film called Memory: The Origins of Alien, which they picked up out of Sundance in 2019. And so we had had a working relationship already, but I'd heard that William Shatner was there. I had become their spokesperson, and so I just, it was a catch-up phone call, and I said, has there ever been a documentary made about William Shatner? And they said, well, he's been approached by many documentary filmmakers over the years, but he's always said no, but we can try, So they pushed for a meeting, and we eventually agreed to meet me for lunch. And he was just super curious about me. He kept just kind of not grilling me, but asking me questions about, life and death and the universe and what do I believe in and all of that stuff, and I think we connected. And I mean, basically by the end of lunch, it was very evident that he was game, and it was essentially when did we start, and the journey began.
It's probably because you two were connected. As he would say, everyone's connected,
That's right. Yeah, that's
as he
right.
says in the
That's
film.
right.
What was that experience like sitting with him? I mean, he's such a fascinating character.
Yeah.
And I use character, I want to come back to that term. I use the term character loosely, but also specifically with him.
Yeah, well, that's the thing is that there's Bill Shatner the man, and Bill Shatner the man of a thousand faces, and sometimes the line is a little bit blurred, because this is someone who started acting at the age of six. So in terms of pure acting career, he's been acting for 87 years. I mean, it's impossible, I think, for pretty much any of us to sort of wrap our heads around that. I mean, it's crazy, So, but look, I mean, yeah, I mean, of course, it's a great privilege for me to be able to do that, to have earned his trust to do it, to know what the film means to him and his family and the people who love him, and I think now is starting to really resonate with the fans. And I mean, I really hope, obviously, that people will come out and see it in theaters, because I think it is an important film, that we've made. But I've just on a personal level, I just have a lot of affection for him. He just blows me away. I mean, his work ethic is extraordinary. I mean, he still shows up. He's still, I mean, right now, I'm in New Jersey doing these Zoom interviews, and he's right across the river right now doing all the big shows, talking about the film. And then we're gonna both fly to LA, and we're gonna do the same thing in LA. And we have two big screenings on the 20th, and that one is going to be the Q&A is going to be live cast in hundreds of theaters across the country. And then on the 21st in Culver City, we're going to celebrate his 93rd birthday. I mean, this is a guy who, he doesn't just talk the talk. He walks the walk. I mean, his curiosity about life, his empathy, how much he cares about, the planet and the environment and future generations and people. That's what drives him, and that's the kind of message that I would like to see more of. Unfortunately, we live in a strange time. There's so much division, so much vitriol, so much just BS floating around. But we can't lose track of the fact that we're all humans. It's a miracle that we're all here. We're here for, in the grand scheme of things, a very short amount of time. So let's make that life something special for all of us if we can. I mean, unfortunately, it's not possible, right? But we can all try. We can all try to make to brighten someone's day, to do, pay it forward, do something small for someone who might need just something as simple as a smile. you know, or a thank you. And so I think those lessons, which is kind of a distillation of the life lessons that Bill has for us, whether they're big, you know, cosmic or small, they're very timely, they're very important, they're very eternal. And as I like to say, I think Bill is a bit of our collective grandfather, you know, and I think that's the reason why people need to go and see You Can Call Me Bill.
You know, it's so interesting watching him because, I mean, here he is. He's, I mean, the fact that he's 93 is humbling in many ways,
Sure.
because he still seems so young in his
Yeah.
spirit. It is incredible. And I honestly, I'm watching him like he seems like he has the energy of someone far younger than himself, but he also
Yeah.
has this wisdom that he's giving. And it's interesting in this film to see him in these different roles where he's talking
Yeah.
about his grandchildren. He's talking about his career. He's talking about, and I mean, you show clips in here, not just from Star Trek or TJ Hooker, you know, you're even showing the Priceline ads, which so many younger people know him from that.
Yeah, he's like this really cool, he's like this really cool hip shaman in a way, you know,
yeah.
that we can all relate to on some level. I mean, but he's incredibly sharp. I mean, you know, like yesterday we had a huge screening at the Lincoln Center in New York. You know, Tully Hall, full house, you know, 1,000 people, and you know, Neil deGrasse Tyson was moderating the Q&A, which was just amazing. But man, I mean, just, you know, the back and forth between Neil and Bill, and you know, he is just so fast with his jokes, you know, with his comebacks, like he's hard to keep up with, you know, and he's always on the go, he's always working, he's always needs to be doing something. He's really the embodiment of a life fully lived at every moment, that, you know, every single moment. So yeah, I know, I have nothing but admiration and affection really for him.
You know, in the film, I know it is discussed briefly about you know, his unique pauses has been talked about as Shatnerian.
Right.
I would wonder in your mind, though, after your experience with him, beyond the pattern of speech, what would you define as Shatnerian? What would that mean to you after your experience with him?
Well, I mean, for me, really, what is profoundly Shatnerian is his sense of humor, which I've learned that he will make fun of you in, so, you know, like he'll find these little opportunities, and if you're not paying attention, if you're blinking, you'll miss it, and then you'll go, wait a minute, you just you know, you just made fun of me, or didn't you, you know? So he's really sneaky, he's really funny, he's really playful, and I think that goes back with, you know, it goes back to this idea of taking care of the inner child, which is what something he
yes.
talks about in the film, which I think is such a beautiful way to put it, you know, that this is something worth nurturing, you know, that when we become adults, we tend to, you know, many of us tend to forget about what it's like to be playful, what it's like to think and look at the world, you know, like you're discovering as a child. But when you think about it, the world is so full of wonder that I would like to say, how can you not, if you just pay attention, if you just open your eyes, look around at how incredible it is, and what a miracle it is just to be here. And you know, life is hard for all of us, no question about it, but life also has its blessings, and we all have people around us that we care about and who care about us, and just for those, you know, those people alone, those moments alone, those moments when you go, wow, you know, this is incredible, you know, you're looking at a sunset, you're looking at whatever it is, life is worth being a part of, And so I think that's in a way what he means about, nurturing the inner child. And so I think there's a lot to learn from him for sure.
And I love the scene there where they're talking about the last his death in the Star Trek in Generations, and he wanted another take at it because, and I remember watching that in theater and thinking that was a perfect way for Kirk's passing, but he's like, I wanted more wonder in this expression, and I thought that was so fascinating because I think we do lose that, and I think that it's interesting you bring that up, this idea of wonder. As I know, we're starting to run out of time. I'm loving this conversation. I wish we could talk more. But in your mind, how do we maintain or keep that sense of wonder as we grow older?
I mean, I don't have the wisdom, obviously, of a Shatner, but I certainly share his curiosity. And I think that to me, it's really about paying attention to what's around you, paying attention to where you are, what catches your eye, when you're meeting people, when you're with people, being curious about them, asking them questions, trying to see life through the from their perspective, through their struggles. When someone says something, to not assume the worst, to not assume that they're your enemy, or that they're out to get you, but perhaps they're having a bad day. Perhaps they're having trouble expressing themselves in a way that is immediately or readily visible. And then serendipitously, whatever your day brings you, you're going to meet sometimes people, whether you're in a subway or on a bus or whatever, and you strike up a conversation with someone. Where does that lead you? Sometimes it's just a nice little pleasant conversation, but maybe sometimes you'll make a connection. Little doors and little windows open up all the time every day if you pay attention. And so for me, it is the practice of curiosity, which is the practice of paying attention and making the most of those moments within the context of your life. And if you do that every day, I think your life will take you in places that you never imagined. The little kid who grew up in Switzerland, who was watching those films and Star Trek and whatever, never in a million years would have thought that he would get to make one day a film about William Shatner, and that William Shatner would be, here's my legacy, go and make a film. You know what I mean? But that's, there's luck, there's serendipity, and there's a practice of curiosity, following my heart, having the opportunity to follow my heart, because also not every person has that. I was very lucky to have, and I recognize very lucky to have parents who have supported that. And I recognize that a lot of people who have an incredible amount of talent who are dealt much more difficult circumstances or much more difficult hand, But so everybody tries, everybody tries. But I think if you try with goodness in a way, I mean, and now it sounds so simplistic, but if you try with goodness in your heart and a good intent towards other people, goodwill, good things can happen. And if not for you, for other people, it's the small things you can do for other people, I think, that are very meaningful, and that change the world ultimately.
I appreciate that so much, Alexander. Thank you so much for the time. I
My pleasure.
really appreciate it. The film is wonderful, and I will let you boldly go to your next conversation.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Appreciate the support.
Absolutely. Have a great day.